So let me help you understand cleansing pathways. And there's five of them really that we have in the body: the lymphatic system, the colon, the liver, the kidney, and the skin. Those are the five that we're generally going to deal with when it comes to cleansing or detoxifying the body. The lymphatic system is important for a lot of different reasons. Not going to spend a lot of time here. It's the nutrient delivery system for the cells, and I'll show you how that works here very shortly. It's also a toxic elimination pathway for cells. Cells produce byproducts as they go through their normal metabolic processes, and we have to have a pathway that they can be eliminated. That's what one of the reasons or purposes of the lymphatic system is. The lymphatic system has other things too, but it exists in close correlation with the finer components of the circulatory system. We can take something like the aorta as it comes off the heart, and those vessels will become smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller until finally they become something known as a capillary. And capillary beds exist all throughout the body. And the reason why they do is because this is where all the exchanges take place in your body. This is also where the lymphatic system exists, where this is not a closed-in system where we have an arterial goes to a capillary, which goes then to a venule and eventually into a vein. So I have a constant closed system of flow for my blood circulation. The lymphatic system is a closed-in system that doesn't have a complete circle. Exists in the capillary beds, eventually dumps back into the venous system, and eventually is carried into organs for detoxification and elimination. And how that works is that you have cells within your body, and this smaller vessel, which is a capillary vessel, carries with it not just cells, but also blood plasma. And blood plasma leaks into the interstitial fluids, or interstitium, which then becomes interstitial fluid. It's all the space between your cells. And it's important that that leaks into that area because it brings with it also all kinds of nutrition. Maybe it's vitamins, maybe it's minerals, maybe it's hormones. But that is how it leaches to and then can be absorbed by the cell. What's the other problem with the blood system? It also carries with it toxins. And toxins can end up into the interstitium as well. And when we have toxins, whether it's been carried because of the blood, because we haven't processed it effectively otherwise, or because it's produced by the cells because of their normal metabolic processes, and this is just a byproduct, we have to have an effective way to eliminate it out of this environment, or what do we cause? Inflammation. And when we cause inflammation, we shut down body function. How that works is it's just a pressure gradient through these one-way valves. They're forced into by pressure into this lymphatic system, and it's carried or moved away. And where do we carry it to? We move it through different systems of the body. Even within the lymphatic system itself, we have lymph nodes. You've heard of lymph nodes. They're important. We said the lymphatic system is part of immune function. Here's why. Because as toxins are carried into it, we have two types of cells associated with this lymph node, both white blood cells. We have the lymphocytes, which identify foreign substance within the body, to make it very simple. And we have macrophytic cells, which destroy foreign substances within the body, to make it very simple. So the next time you have somebody with a swollen lymph node, are you understanding more of why they have some type of an infection that's going on? I'm having an immune response. And more importantly, you can begin to understand how you can support that immune response. Think about raindrop. Think about stimulation of the lymphatic system. Think about the oils that we use within raindrop and why they become now so critical and why we build the lymphatic system through that process and a good way to support the lymphatic system. The intestinal tract. Anytime we talk about the intestines, we're going to come to a conclusionary point. It's always about two things. One is function. Do I have the right consistency of what I need for the bowel to function? The right enzymes, the right bacteria, the right fungus, probiotic activity, is that occurring? But then also, it's always about inflammation. And when we talk about diseases of the bowel, we're talking about inflammation. This is what your bowel normally looks like, but this is what a bowel with inflammation looks like. And this is what most of us are facing on a regular basis because we have chronic inflamed tissues within our body. Think about people that you know probably have chronic bouts of diarrhea and other things, and you're beginning to understand why. The liver, I said yesterday the bowel is the most important organ in the body for cleansing. I still mean that today, but let me qualify it by saying this. Because the liver cannot function without it. And the liver is the primary organ of cleansing for the internal environment, and it will be compromised unless the bowel is functioning and eliminating properly. The kidneys, much the same thing. When we create kidney stress or when we have excess toxicity associated with the kidneys, it's very easy to tell. And you can look at this and you can understand why this is such a problem.